word before we begin. Father, we give you praise and we honor you. We thank you for this time that we can come together to fellowship in your word and to fellowship in prayer. Thank you for allowing us to join together on this day. Thank you for keeping us this week. And thank you for the word that you have given me to share. I pray, God, that the word will be received and that we will apply it to our lives, and that we will grow in you in 2026. And Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Today's word of inspiration is entitled, More of You. More of You. And when I say you, I'm speaking of God. Again, it's entitled, More of You. The scripture I want to focus on today is Psalm 63 and 1. Again, that is Psalm 63 and 1, and it says, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. There's a song that a dear friend of mine wrote several years ago entitled, More of You. And I just want to share a couple of the lyrics with you. Some of the lyrics says, my heart is open to more of you. My soul cries out for more of you. What I long for is to have more of you. Then the next verse says, more of you is what I want. More of you is what I long for. More of you is what I need. My heart is yearning and desires more of you. And then it closes out, I want more of your spirit. I want more of your presence. And when I was thinking about what to share for the word of inspiration, the word more of you came to my spirit. And the Holy Spirit reminded me of this particular song that my dear friend wrote several years ago. And as I thought more about more of you, many of God's people want more from God, but instead of wanting more of God. If we really think about it, we always want something from God. But what about us wanting more of God? And I have made up in my mind after talking to God for 2026, what is it that you want me to do? What is it that I need to let go of? How do I go about doing these things? I began to think about how I am just really hungry for more of God. And I've made up in my mind that I want more of God in 2026. And I'm praying that is someone else's desire who was on this call today. We should have a desire to want more of God. We should never be at a place of complacency, but we should have a desire to want more, not just during the new year, but throughout the year. And Matthew 5 and 6 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. My question to you is, how hungry are you? Are you hungry for more of God? Are you hungry for his righteousness? And we are now here on the 16th or the 17th day of the new year. And if we desire to experience more of God in 2026, there are some things that we have to do. The first thing I want to talk about that we need to do to experience more of God is make more room for him in 2026. We have to make more room for him. So making room for God may be different for everybody. Our church started a new year 30-day consecration on last Monday. And consecration biblically means to be holy, to be set aside or to be set apart for holy purposes. So we are on a consecration. So there's certain things that we have to choose to let go of, whether it's food, whether it's television, whether it's certain things that you are addicted to, not in a bad way, but, you know, some of us love chips, some of us love chocolate. So what is it that you're willing to let go of? And during this consecration, We are intentionally sacrificing by denying ourselves in order to make room to commune with God. And I believe God honors sacrifice. And what matters most is that whatever we choose to do during our consecration reflects personal sacrifice and creates a space for deeper intimacy with God. When God sees that you're willing to let go of certain things during your consecration, it's letting him say, see that you're willing to let it go, and that's because you're willing to get closer to him. And as you're wanting more of God, I want to encourage you to deny yourself in specific areas for a period of time. You will discover that you are truly making more time and more room for God. And as you make room for God and want more of him, consider possibly reducing maybe your time on social media or maybe on certain stations and choose to listen to something that's going to be edifying. And if I'm honest, I can get caught up watching too much Netflix and binging on certain shows. And when I choose to let go of certain things, I'm letting God know, you know what, God, I'm going to put you first. I'm going to put your word first. I want to encourage you to set a specific time to meet with him and to keep it. Say there is a show that you like, a favorite show, and you just don't want to miss it. Sacrifice that time, sacrifice that 30 minutes, sacrifice that hour, and guess what? Give it to God. Let him know that you want more of him by proving to him and showing him, listen, I'm willing to let go of this particular thing, this particular show, and spend more time with you. Instead of doing this, I'm going to do this with you. I'm going to read your word more. I'm going to pray more, but I'm going to spend more time. I'm going to use that 30-minute to 1 hour window that I spend watching a show or something else, but I'm going to spend it in prayer and in worship. Let God's word interrupt your scroll. So instead of scrolling through social media, get God's word. I once heard someone say, when the word is in front of you, the world can't distract you. I'm going to say that again. When the word of God is in front of you, the world can't distract you. Remember, whatever you feed grows. If you feed the appetite of your spirit, what happens? It grows. If you feed the appetite of your flesh, what happens? Your flesh will grow. The next thing I want to talk about as you make room for God and want more of him is to consider controlling your speech and controlling negative speech. Control your speech and control negative speech. All negative speech, including complaining, including gossiping, any kind of in insulting language, any kind of divisive or destructive conversations. Instead, choose to speak life over yourself. Choose to speak life over your family. Choose to speak life over your friends. Choose to speak life over your coworkers. Choose to speak life over your church and over your community. Watch your words. Control your speech. This helps us to grow closer to God. Wanting more of God is about being intentional. And I believe being intentional will also help us to control our speech. And as we deny ourselves, we will experience a level of freedom. We will experience a level of clarity. We will experience a level of God's power when we deny ourselves and when we control ourselves in certain areas. The next thing I want to encourage you to do is to surrender. Surrender. I'm reminded of a hymn entitled, I Surrender All, as I was going through my notes this morning, and the Holy Spirit reminded me of that hymn, I Surrender All. And I did a little research and found out that the writer was Judson W. Van Deventer. And he was a former art teacher and an evangelist. And he was inspired to write this hymn during his own struggle between his art career and God's call to ministry, which became a personal testimony of complete surrender to God. What are you willing to surrender? What is God telling you to surrender? In the words, in the song, the word says, "All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give." What are you willing to freely give to God? Then it says, "I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all." This is one of my favorite, one of my many favorite hymns, but this is one of my favorite hymns. And so my question to you is, what are you willing to surrender? To have more of God, you have to be willing to surrender all. You have to be willing to put him first. What are you willing to put down? Let me ask this question. Who sits on the throne of your heart? In other words, who is Lord in your life? Who is calling the shots in your heart or in your life? If it's something or someone that you need to surrender so that God can call the shots, say, "God, I surrender all in 2026. And what I want to encourage you to do is to write a list and give it to God of the things that you want to surrender in 2026. Take the time, meditate on it. Don't be so quick just to write something down, but really search your heart and ask yourself, what am I willing to surrender? And there will be times when you may find yourself going back to what you said you were going to surrender, but the Holy Spirit will be so sweet and remind you, you're supposed to be surrendering that. What happened? So write down the things that you want to surrender and keep them before yourself. And I just believe that God will honor that. And then last, but certainly not least, do it anyway. And what I mean, if you've lost your desire to read the Bible, do it anyway. If you've lost your desire to pray, do it anyway. And let's just be transparent. There are times, some of us, and I can speak for myself, where that desire has dwindled, but I had to do it anyway. So I want to encourage you to press and to read your Bible anyway as you grow closer to God. Press and pray anyway, even if the prayer has to be tears. Sometimes we don't know what to say. It's just tears. Do it anyway. Say, "God, I'm giving it to you. I'm surrendering it all to you." When it's hard for you to read the word of God, just get you a couple of scriptures. Find you something that you're dealing with, that you're struggling with. Find scriptures that can help you. Do it anyway. The more you stay away, the more you are allowing the enemy to keep you from the word and from prayer. Let me say that again. The more you stay away from the word, the more you stay away from prayer, the more you are allowing the enemy to keep you from the word and from prayer. And the times that I haven't had a deep desire to get into the word or even pray, I do it anyway. And after a few days, my desire begins to grow and it begins to grow. And it happens to all of us. None of us are perfect. I don't care what titles you have. We all have those lull times. But I want to encourage you to press through it. In 2026, to grow in God, do it anyway. Pray anyway, even when you don't really feel like it. Just say, "God, I'm struggling right now. I need your help." Even when you really don't want to get into the word, say, "God, I really want to get into the word. I'm struggling." Find you that scripture and just start reading that scripture and read it over and over and over again. We want to grow in God in 2026. So today, I just want to encourage you. Those 3 points or those 4 points as you grow in God. But remember that he loves you, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He wants you to grow in him. He wants to hold your hand throughout 2026. He's an ever-present God. He's a God that wants to get closer to us in 2026. He's the God that wants to use us in 2026. He's the God that wants to use us to lead others to Christ in 2026. He's the God that wants us to dig into his word in 2026. He's the God that wants us to fellowship with him and have good conversations with him, not just a one way, but a dialogue in 2026. So I encourage you for this year that you grow in God. He wants you to grow in him. We should all have a desire to grow in him. So make room for him in 2026. After you make room for him, be careful of how you're speaking. Control your speech. Control negative speech. Don't forget to surrender. Surrender all. Whatever it is that you need to surrender, there is nothing that you cannot give to God. He's just saying, give it to me. I got you. Surrender all. And then finally, do it anyway. When you don't feel like it, pray anyway. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. But you need to do it anyway. I encourage you to pray anyway, to read your word anyway, and to trust God in it all. This is the word of inspiration for today. It is my prayer that it has inspired you to go forth and to go forth in 26 to 2026 and to grow in God. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Father, we give thanks unto you and we honor you, God, for who you are. You are our Almighty God, the God of love, the God of grace, the God of mercy, the God of forgiveness, the God of compassion, the God that provides, the God that rescues us, the God that looks over us, the God that protects us. You are the God that created heaven and the earth. You are the God that created the sun, the moon, the stars, the sky, the water that nourishes the ground. You are the God that created us and spoke into our lives and told us to live and not die. You are that God, and that God we give praise to. You are the God that we honor and that we love and that we adore. We adore you and we honor you on today, and we give thanks unto you. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah Shalom, the God that gives us peace. You are Jehovah Rapha, the one that heals us. You are Jehovah Jireh, the one that provides for us. You are El Shaddai, God. We thank you for being all that you are in our lives. And we thank you for being that forgiving God. So, God, before we go any further, God, if there's anything that we have done, something that was not pleasing before you in your eyes or before your eyes or even in your ears, God, we ask that you forgive us, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you wash us and that you create within us, oh God, the heart that you want us to have, that pure heart, that clean heart, God, and renew, God, your spirit, your right spirit in us, Father. May your Holy Spirit, God, correct us when we do wrong. May your Holy Spirit, God, direct us, God. You said in your word, in all of our ways, if we acknowledge you, that you will direct our path. So, God, we're asking that you will direct us, God, as we surrender all to you. Now, God, we come together as a work family, as a body of believers, to tell you that not only that we love you, but God, we need you. And as we entered into a new year, God, we recognize that we need your strength. God, we need your wisdom. We need your guidance. We need your power. We need your anointing, God. We need your Holy Spirit. God, you allowed us to cross over into a new year where so many others did not make it. And God, we say thank you. We thank you. Last week, I'm going to say thank you again this week. God, you allowed us to see this year. Father, our soul and our hearts long for more of you. We yearn for you as the deer panted for the water brook. God, our soul thirsts for you. Our soul yearns for you. Father, we cry out for more of you. We desire your presence in our lives like never before. God, you have been faithful to us, God. But Father, we hunger and we thirst for your righteousness, just like the deer that panteth after the water brooks, so our soul longeth after thee, O God. Fill us to capacity. We want more of you, more of your spirit, more of your presence in our lives, more of your power, more of your anointing. God, we want to experience you, oh God, in a different way in 2026. Some may not be satisfied, God, with where they've been spiritually, but God, we want more of you. We want more of your presence. We want to feel your presence, God, in our lives, oh God. We want to make sure we are doing what you are expecting of us, oh God. God, we say that we will commit to you. We will be committed to study your word as we want more of you. Thank you, God. Committed to being faithful to you, oh God, as we want more of you, God. Committed to serve you, oh God, whether it's in the community, whether it's in church, whether it's even serving God in our homes, God. We want more of you. Use us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Committed to not being only hearers of your word, but committed to being doers of your word, God. Use us, oh God, as we commit to study, as we commit to have a conversation with you. Commit to put you first in all things, God. Commit to submit to your will and not our own will, no matter how much we want to do what we want to do. But because we are committed, God, our prayer is, Father, not our will, but your will be done in the name of Jesus. Committed, oh God, committed to forgive. Committed to forgive. God, maybe someone was struggling with forgiveness in 2025, but God, I pray in 2026 that they will work on forgiveness and they will be committed to forgive. Because God, when we think about all the things, God, you forgave us for, my God, God, we have to be able to forgive, God, because you are such a forgiving God. We have come short so many times. We have disappointed you so many times. We have disobeyed you so many times, and we have asked for forgiveness so many times, and you are that same God that forgave us. So, Father, help us to have a heart in 2026 to forgive. Help us to have a heart, God, in 2026 to love, to yes, even love our enemies, those who don't like us. Help us to love them, oh God. Help us to wrap our arms around them, oh God. Help us to pray for them, Father, for those who despitefully use us, oh God. Help us to pray for them. Be committed to spend more time in communing with you, oh God. This is my prayer as we grow in you in 2026, God. May we be committed to give more of our time, our treasures, and our talents. Use us in whatever capacity that you want to use us in, God. Committed, God, not to go back to the things that you've released us from, but that we will go forward, Father, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, God. This is my desire for all of us who are on this line. Thank you for your love and for your word. Father, thank you for the gift of your holy word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. May your word continue to lead us. May your word continue to guide us in 2026. May your word be a lantern to our feet and a light to our path. I pray that your word illuminates our spirit, God, as we stand on your promises. Father, we want to be committed to our yes to you. Thank you, God. Thank you for being the God who does new things. Thank you for being the God who creates things for us. Thank you, oh God. Help our hearts to align. Yes, God. Help our hearts to align with your will this year, God. Not our will be done, God, but your will be done. Help us to walk in boldness for you. Help us to walk in boldness for you. Help us to seek your kingdom first above all things, God. God, do a new thing in our relationships, oh God. Do a new thing in our relationship with others. But most importantly, do a new thing in our relationship with you. This is my prayer, God. May we grow in you. May we grow in your word. May we grow in love. May we grow in your grace. Father, continue to direct our path. Thank you for Pierce Insurance as we have come to a new year, new business, new beginnings, Direct us. Continue to give us favor. I pray for open doors that only you can open. And God, I often pray that you close the doors that we do not need to go through. Because whatever doors are closed, God, you're protecting us for something. So we trust you for every open door. And yes, God, we thank you for every closed door. But we thank you for the abundance in 2026. We thank you for giving us guidance as a company in 2026. We thank you for the growth in 2026, not just in business, but even as employees, God. We thank you for the growth, oh God, for more employees so that we can do what we need to do effectively. Father, we say thank you. We thank you for our leaders at Pierce Insurance. We thank you for Lonnie and for Patricia. Continue to lead them and guide them. Continue to show them which way to go. We thank you, oh God, for our company. We thank you, oh God, for the favor that you place over our lives. And you continue to direct our path. We thank you, oh God, for their desire to help those who are in need. We thank you for their love and for their passion. And God, may we all hold on to that love and passion and have a desire to help others and to be kind to one another, to be compassionate to one another, not to be selfish, but to be considerate of one another. This is my prayer in 2026. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I intercede right now, God, for Brittany, for an upcoming appointment, for health issues that she's dealing with. God, may every